Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, Massachusetts has a new state budget today. Governor Deval Patrick approved the $32 billion spending plan yesterday with some changes. He vetoed the effort to keep Taunton State Hospital open, and he rejected some controversial welfare and immigration measures. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez reports.
The budget increases state aid for public schools and cuts spending on health care. Governor Patrick says despite continuing economic challenges, Massachusetts is in better shape than most of the country.
We are able to do this by making some tough but necessary decisions and working hard to do more with less.
Patrick vetoed $32 million in spending, including a $5.1 million plan to continue operating 42 beds at Taunton State Hospital, a public psychiatric facility. The governor says a new hospital opening next month in Worcester will compensate for the lost beds, and the state is moving towards a strategy of treating mental health patients at home. But State Representative Patricia Haddad says Worcester is not convenient for families south of Brockton.
A whole swath of the state where there's a great deal of population will not have access to the entire spectrum of mental health care. And I think that's patently unfair.
Haddad says she will try to override Patrick's veto. The governor also rejected plans to control what people buy with food stamps and other welfare benefits. The budget would have prohibited purchasing certain items such as jewelry and manicures.
I'm not going to do anything that makes vulnerable people beg for their benefits. This notion of humiliating poor people has got to be separated from how we make a program, and frankly separated and disposed of, from how we make a program work and work well and with integrity.
The governor did go along with restricting where people can use welfare benefits. Bars, casinos, and spas, among other places, are now off limits. Patrick did away with plans to require proof of legal residency for car registration, which he said targeted illegal immigrants and had no clear public safety benefit. The governor did support budget plans to increase penalties for driving without a license. Republican leaders who pushed for welfare and immigration restrictions said they need time to study Patrick's changes before commenting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonez.